This is Classes Wisconsin Weekly, and this is a special episode for me because to my left, as you're looking at this on YouTube, or if you're listening to audio, you're not looking at all, is Evan Tinklenberg, who I already know because we were at Trinity at the same time. And it would be a lie to say we were best friends or anything, Evan, but we did do a bunch of campus ministry together. I was a leader at the student worship ministry called Outcry, and I don't know if you remember this, but I remember your audition vividly.
Oh yeah.
Because I don't know if you remember this at all. You did amazing, and there's like some people are just very obviously qualified, and Evan was like out the gate, like, oh yeah, he can drum. But then we said, anything else you want to work on? And because you hadn't played drums in a while, because you're living in the dorms, you're like, oh, there's something I've been wanting to try. And then just for fun, you did a blast beat,
which was
so amazing. Like, I just wanted to practice this real quick. And then you did like an amazing blast beat on the drums. And we're like, okay, yeah, this guy can really play. So the rest is history. I loved seeing you on the schedule because you were always prepared and took it serious and had the right heart. And I'm sure those are traits you carry into ministry. So we were just catching up before I hit record and said, hey, where you been the last 10 years? And you kind of gave me a little history of ministry for you and your family. You mind running through that again for the people at home?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so we were at Trinity, and then I graduated in 2016. And just shortly after that, got married to my wife, whose name's Kim. And we moved to St. Louis to go to Covenant Seminary. Where I graduated with my MDiv, graduated right in 2020. So the second half of my last semester was all online and super fun time. And moved in the summer of 2020 to Michigan. Also it was a fun time. I'll just leave it at that. But we completed the EPMC program there. And I got to serve at a wonderful church in Cutlerville there as a worship director and a youth minister, and then pursued ordination process. And throughout the sort of the warp and woof of all that, ended up coming back to Trinity to teach adjunct for the theology program. So got to teach my favorite course on the theology of the church. And also an intro to scriptures course. So really, really good experience. And then through that was kind of always looking for more full-time ministry positions, and came upon Geneva and saw that it was this campus ministry thing, which I remember thinking when I was a student at Trinity, I would look at our campus chaplain, Pastor Bill, and I would say, what he's doing is kind of like exactly what I would love to do someday. Mm-hmm. Sort of the mix of being on campus as a pastor and then also being like part of academic life. And it's like, now I'm realizing that's kind of exactly what I'm in now. And it's been really, really sweet.
Yeah. It's the culmination of that internal call, which is special. I said this to you earlier too, but when I was at Geneva for a classes meeting and they opened with some worship and we took communion together there, I remember thinking, like, the first thing that hit me was, like, this is just like chapel with Pastor Bill. Mm-hmm. There's the kind of songs that they picked and their liturgy, and so much of it was so similar. So, yeah, I think you definitely have found a good place and a great fit. What were some of the things at play when you were thinking about what ministry life would look like, and how ultimately did you end up deciding on campus ministry in particular?
Yeah. So I went to seminary kind of just because I didn't know what to do next. And I was kind of like, more school seems like a good idea. And
I've never said that in my life, but okay.
Yeah. I know it's not super relatable to some people, but I didn't know enough about the Bible to have any confidence to like do ministry yet. And I was like, I need more training. And maybe this is where the Lord is calling me. I don't know.
So you did have some type of call to ministry already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. I think it was vague enough that I just knew I needed more training.
Cool.
And then I knew I wanted to also get some experience outside of my kind of, because I was raised in the CRC,
yeah.
grew up in that same context. And so I wanted to kind of step out of that a little bit and experience sort of Reformed theology, but in a different kind of register.
Yeah. Inter-covenant theology is going to be a great fit.
Yeah. And one of the things I'll just say is like my experience there, it was theologically rich, but it was also one of those just my experience relating to the faculty was deeper than I ever expected.
Wow.
And so I would say, like, without exaggeration, that some of them are my friends, and that the counseling program that they have there is so deeply like it's suffused through the whole culture of that place. That the level of like emotional attention that you get when you're there is really remarkable. Mm. And I think I came out of it. My experience both at the churches that we were at there and also as a seminary student meant that I entered into seminary kind of like I did my audition for Outcry with blast beats and everything like that. Like very like intense, ready to go. And I came out of it and was like, I feel like I came out a wiser person, but also a more compassionate person. Like I would have been an okay pastor if I went somewhere else. But I think I came out of that with like just a deep heart for people that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
Yeah.
And so, but to answer the question, like how did that get to campus ministry? I think I realized that that's one of the constituencies, right? One of the groups of people that I mostly connect with and really relate to easily is that sort of college grad student age, because I know those pressures and I know what it's like to, there's still a part of me that wants to do a PhD. So like there, I know what it's like to be a part of that race and to get to be a pastoral presence there who can like relate to it, but also is outside of it and can say, I understand what the pressures are. And I just want to say, like, Jesus is offering you rest here. Here's a chance to step away every once in a while and to just listen to his voice. And so I think for me, that's just, it's nothing's more exciting than relating to these students and getting to, especially the ones who are unfamiliar with Christianity, getting to, like, if I'm their first impression, I want to make sure that they get something that's really robust. And not just in an intellectual sense, but in an emotional and spiritual sense too.
Yeah. What, I mean, you talked about drums a couple of times, you know, developed as a guitar player too. So some musical gifts and, love learning. So, some intellectual gifts, but what are some things in particular you bring to Geneva and to campus ministry that you think are strengths?
Yeah, I think, I have just a burden to like, I don't know if it's partly maybe it's the experience of my life. I mean, so this is an introduction to a lot of people that I don't know. So I'll just say when I was 11, my dad died from cancer. And I think going through something like that, that kind of suffering, it sort of inoculates you to some of the platitudes. And it for me, it kind of created a skeptical mind that was always wondering, okay, how is this actually going to hit on a person who's going through something? And so that, even though I grew up in a heavily Christian context, I don't think I ever took it for granted that these things were just true. I always wanted to probe and to pursue deeply, like, what is the reason that we believe this? And so I think when I'm coming into campus ministry, I want to be the kind of person who, like, I can meet them where they're at on their intellectual level, but I don't just want to like show that I'm as smart as them. I also want to say, you are going to suffer if you haven't already. And I want to be the kind of person who can be with you in that moment and point you to the grace of Jesus in a way that's not at all trite or, you know, there's ways that we can be so familiar with that language that we can use it and it can be harmful when we don't understand how it's, you know, maybe it's insider language.
Yeah.
And so having a way to speak about it like that really helps.
Yeah. It's more than just an intellectual answer to an intellectual question. It's an embodied gospel.
That
actually impacts daily living.
Yeah.
which is rich. Super cool. You didn't get on the docket. I had Kurt Ritzema on last week. If you're a regular viewer of this program, who Pastor Kurt will be examined next week, Tuesday, in Horicon, and we're going to save Evan's examination for the February meeting of classes. So we've got plenty of time to pray for you. I'm confident that that will go well. But other prayer requests as your family moves and you navigate the madness of Madison in the middle of football season and all that.
Yeah, I think so. Right now we're looking for a house, and it's a big part of feeling settled here. We know that like this is where the Lord is calling us, but all of the other pieces that go into it can make it feel like we're just putting this mosaic together. And right now it's like there's a lot of jagged pieces, and we don't know how to fit together. But I think, yeah, we're asking the Lord to provide a house and to help us feel like this is our home. I think those are the big ones.
A lot of jagged pieces that will definitely come together. So I'm excited to hear how you've experienced God's sovereignty on the other side of this.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Will I see you on Tuesday? Will you be there?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be good.